50 years ago today, the Equal Pay Act was set into law. On this day, 50 years ago, the Equal Pay Act 1970 gained royal assent and became law. Years and years of hard-fought campaigning eventually meant this act went before Parliament and passed, making it illegal to pay women less than men. However, it did take 5 years before the commencement of this law. The act itself was spearheaded by Barbara Castle MP after a strike happened by women in a factory in Dagenham. Ford had come here back in the 1930s and set up a factory. It was in 1968, on the 7th of June, that a decision was bizarrely made to class the skilled sewing machinists, who were many women, as unskilled labour, and move their category of pay to Class B workers, whilst men doing a similar job through these women were classed as C workers, which was the skilled category. They were told they would receive 15% less than men on top of this, who were also in the Class B category. Barbara Castle MP was Secretary of State for Employment and was brought in to negotiate a settlement. After the strike began, the entire factory soon came to a halt. Amendments were then made to bring women's pay nearly to that of men. It took years before it eventually did do so, and even more time for the idea that equal pay should be for equal value to the output. The story of the sewing machinist is told in Made in Dagenham. This film is wonderful. If you've never watched it, I strongly encourage you to do so. It is currently available to stream on BBC iPlayer or Netflix, and the links are in the article. I remember vividly watching Made in Dagenham for the first time, I think, soon after it was released, back in 2010. I've watched it again and, I think again, and seen the musical theatre production. It's a wonderful story of campaigning hard and getting fantastic results. I have always regarded men and women as totally equal, and the fact that there was open discrimination only a couple of decades before I was born amazes me. I think I'm this way because I know and I recognise how hard my mum used to work. She was incredibly industrious and balanced life at home whilst we were growing up with working full time. The idea that she could possibly have one day have been paid less despite all her hard and skillful work than a man simply because of her gender baffles me. Despite the law turning 50 years old today, pay is still not equal. This disparity is on two counts. Legally, owing to the Act and its successors, paying women differently to men based on exactly the same job is illegal. However, it does still occur. There have been some high-profile cases in the BBC. With the requirement for them to publicly publish their wages, an employment tribunal claim was made and successfully won by Samira Ahmed. She claimed that despite having a similar television career to Jeremy Vine, he was paid significantly more. She won the tribunal and settled with the BBC. On average, every year in the UK, there are 29,000 equal pay claims made. The Fawcett Society run a campaign with the aim to push women to find out what their male counterparts who are doing exactly the same job are getting paid. Talking about one's salary or wage, especially in this country, is almost a taboo. The secrecy allows the gap to fester and widen. The vast majority of cases do go undetected, therefore. The second count is on the gender pay gap. As mentioned above, the BBC, by being a public institution, had to release its pay, and it highlighted a gender pay gap. As well as the direct case of pay not being equal, it shows the wider happenings in effect here. The reasons to explain the gap are wide and diverse and include undervaluing of work, the fact that women have to take longer off than maternity leave, they have to work different hours, sometimes if they're raising a child, and subsequently opportunities of work are likely to be less and men are more likely to go onto executive boards. The gender pay gap at the BBC is less than the national average. Women are more likely to be in lower paid jobs on insecure contracts or 0 hour ones, and all in all are now more likely to be at risk during this coronavirus crisis. The crisis that's happening right now is more likely to see these workers who are women laid off, and they may more likely take on domestic responsibilities, which will further increase the gap. The provision and extension of free childcare, for example, is one of the measures that could be rolled out to enable women to return to work. Adjustments to paternity care is another example. The equality of paternity to maternity care would not deem women to be a liability to a business's future and would help to equal the playing field. The government have now made it a legal requirement for businesses with 250 or more employees to publish their gender pay gap. Knowledge is power. Join a trade union. Speak soon, Samuel.